A common sea goose is providing new evidence of how climate change is affecting our state. A federal study indicates that many Pacific brant, which breed in Alaska, are choosing to remain here all winter rather than migrate to sunnier climates. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, the new trend could mean more food for subsistence hunters, but it could also mean danger for an already dwindling brant population.
David Ward is a research biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey's Alaska Science Center. He says studies show that as many as 40,000 brant remain in Alaska during the winter. That's about 30% of the entire Pacific brant population.
Well, it means their winter distribution is shifted northward, and right now the population is under decline. So we're trying to determine what factors may be leading to these declines.
Ward is the lead author of the USGS study. He pins the bird's reluctance to follow traditional migration patterns on warming temperatures in the Bering Sea and North Pacific.
It's more of a connection with climate change than anything else. The birds now have habitat in winter at Eisenbeck Lagoon, their primary staging area, which they use to jumpstart their migrations south to Mexico.
Ward's research is focused on the birds of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. He says studies began in the mid-1970s when fewer than 3,000 brant wintered over. The brant live in coastal estuaries and feed primarily on eelgrass, a food which fattens them up for the winter migration and which is available in abundance in Mexico. But do a few degrees in temperature mean that much to the birds?
Well, it does. When you drop a degree Celsius, it changes ice conditions, weather patterns. The Aleutian Low, which they use to migrate south to Mexico, has shifted in a more northerly pattern. So there are fewer days now that we found for them to migrate south and catch the tailwind.
He says the temperature increase has not only shifted the storm systems that used to push the birds south, but has melted the ice that covered the eelgrass. Ward says Alaska eelgrass feeds the birds, and they will stay if it is available. Federal biologists have been keeping data on the brant for 50 years. Ward says the data gives a good snapshot of climate change's effect on a species.
Alaska used to be just a minor blip on their winter distribution and now comprises the biggest wintering population north of Mexico.
He says it is expected that more of the birds will stay here as temperatures warm, but he cautions that the birds could face additional danger if cold snaps freeze over their eelgrass supply. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.